Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everybody. Remember a few episodes ago when we played Witch Hunt? New to Twit wrote to the Doug Loves Movies account on Twitter, Red Skelton, in his 1970s live shows, would, mid-act, read a note handed him that a Helen Hunt had found a wallet, and that after the show, the affected patron should go to Helen Hunt for it. This was before the actress was known, or the joke would have failed. Thank you for sending that to me, new to Twit, and enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Cash Cab. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from Quarantinoville. It's Thursday, May 28th, I think, 2020. And my guests today are three of my East Coast comedy pals, Ben Bailey, Dale Cheeseman, and Trey Gallion.
Dale. I'm just doing it for myself.
Trey. Yeah, don't chant your own names, you guys.
It's the only way it happens at live shows.
Dale.
Start your own chants. I like it.
Yeah, you guys all get your fair share of chants at the live shows. Let's meet you individually and alphabetically, starting with Cash Cab is back, and so is Ben Bailey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's my name? I hope people are doing that at home. No live audience to yell at. It's good to be back, man. I haven't done this in ages. I think we had an argument last time.
On the show?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was later. Maybe it was like afterwards. We had some argument about how there's no good surprise twists in movies.
Really?
Yeah, that was your point of view. You were like, no, there's no good ones. And I was naming movies and you were like, nope. I'm like, come on, man. There's got to be one that you like. It was pretty late, though.
Seen it.
Oh boy, has a great twist.
I don't know. Sounds like I was having kind of a cynical day if I said that. But
off mic, Doug hates movies.
But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Cash Cab is back. Like, how many more episodes do we get to see? Because obviously, you're probably not shooting episodes now.
Thanks, buddy. That's nice of you to say. We're not shooting. These are the second half of what we filmed late last year. So I think it's on every Wednesday night now from 11:30 until like 1:30. I think they do 4 episodes in a row for some reason, but I think there's about 25 new ones left, give or take.
I'm excited. I mean, I could watch a rerun of the show for sure, because it's, you know, it's hard to remember all the questions and stuff, but you do kind of recognize the contestants sometimes, you know.
Yeah, like your Groundhog Day in it. Like, I know this one. I've seen this episode. I watched it yesterday. I'm going to get all this.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing with all game shows lately that have ceased production. It's like, they're into reruns. This isn't a new one.
Still watchable, though, I guess.
Yeah, also joining us today is, it's also been a while since I've seen or heard from you, it's Dale Cheeseman, everybody.
By gold.
Hey, Dale.
What's going on, everybody? It's good to be back.
Dale.
Yeah, how's not being able to get up and do stand-up treating you? Is it crazy?
A lot of people are like struggling with it. I kind of saw the pandemic coming, so as a precaution, 10 years ago, I got a job, and I've just been doing that all day, every day, like even on weekends, because there's nothing to do up here. We went outside once and got a ticket, so not doing that again. May never do it after they lift the quarantine. Just going to stay.
Are you lying, dude?
No.
You really got a ticket?
McKinney Park.
No way.
Wow.
What for what?
For rollerblading.
You got to be kidding me.
Look, the story gets more embarrassing as you dive into it.
I think
delivering a singing telegram.
That was on probably.
I was dressed as a cherub, baby, just giving words of encouragement to Brooklyn.
That was probably already against the law.
I mean, maybe. I'm going to fight it.
Well, it depends on what shorts he was wearing.
Yeah, and what day? Was this on a Thursday between 2 and 4 p.m.?
It was.
You could only do that on alternate side of the park.
Sir, skating flamboyantly is for that side of the street.
Sign clearly says.
How much was the ticket?
It's like $50. But we have nothing else to do, so we're fighting it.
Right. Yeah, well, you'd have to go to pay the ticket, and you'll get another one on the way there.
Right? So this is entrapment.
Are you going to rollerblade into the courtroom to make a point?
I mean, once you get them, you don't take them off.
Yeah, I actually have mine on right now.
Yeah, of course.
I made some rollerblades. I'm not even joking. I made my old hockey skates into rollerblades because I haven't been able to play hockey. I'm going a little nuts because I've been hooked on hockey lately. So I hear you. I think we should all be able to rollerblade.
There's a protest.
I'm not wearing rollerblades, but I am all padded up.
That counts. He's just clumsy.
Yeah, that is Trey Gallion. Hello, Trey.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. I have not gotten a ticket.
Ever?
No, that's a lie. I did get a ticket a few years back.
For wearing pads?
Yeah.
You're that other guy in Batman who's wearing hockey equipment?
Yeah, the fat Batman. That's me. I'm Fat Man.
Do you want to hear Fat Man's theme song?
Yes. Donuts.
I want some donuts, Alfred. It's like if Jeff Garland played Batman.
Don't you think you should go fight crime tonight, sir? More hot pockets.
Oh, now it's Jim Gaffigan.
Now it's Gaffigan playing.
I hope he gets a penny every time someone even mentions. Like, even when Hot Pockets makes one, they have to pay him.
Yeah, they actually owe Gaffigan money now. Hot Pockets.
They're indeed.
Made them much more popular than they ever were. We had Hot Pockets as a kid, and I loved them, I'll admit it.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I mean, they were awesome
pies, too.
But so good. They were tasty.
Yeah.
I've been getting back into pizza rolls.
Now, do you guys do oven or microwave?
Oven.
I'm talking a mix. depending on the brand.
Oh. On whether you go in microwave or oven?
Because some are good with the brand of the pizza roll. Because some of them are pretty good microwave, but generally you're better off with the oven. And it's also comes down to your level of patience.
That's true.
I like microwaves because you can microwave something on full power for 10 seconds, or you could microwave it on half power for 5 minutes and then on full power for 10 seconds.
You got a system.
Just watching like a Gordon Ramsay masterclass on microwaving.
I mean,
with a chicken, you gotta use power.
Can you hang on a second? Mine.
Yeah,
I gotta go grab a pen.
What? All right, everyone, just hold.
Doug's I want to write that down. Yes? I want to write down that told us. All right, so we just jump right into the games, and if there's time left at the end of the show, then we will, chat a little bit about if you've seen any movies lately. But for now, I'm going to say, let the games begin! Yes. And this first game is brand new. It's a brand new game, and it's called, in honor of you, Ben.
Oh, boy.
It's called Dumb Motherfucker. No.
There's a twist.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it.
It's called such a weird name for a game. I made up this game called Dumb Motherfucker just to mess with Ben. No, the game is called Mr. Cab Driver.
Oh, excellent. All
right? Yeah. And it's a game where...
Dude, you could have said it's called Mr. Cab Driver, you dumb motherfucker. I was waiting for it.
I know. See, that's the thing, is I have a fundamental misunderstanding of how twists work. So, this is a game where luck and your knowledge of movies with taxis in them go hand in hand.
Okay.
While remaining 60.
One in my head.
Oh, you don't have to think of them ahead of time, because I don't think the answer is ever the name of a. It gets real specific. You're gonna love it.
Oh boy.
Here's how this game works. We're gonna go alphabetical. I'll start with you, Ben Bailey.
Double B.
I will ask you. Yes, I'll ask you a question. Either first name or last. I'll ask you a question about cabs in film, and if you answer correctly, you get a point. If you miss, I will give Dale Cheeseman two choices, and if he picks the correct answer, he gets a point. If he doesn't, then Dan. Wait.
Trey.
Dale.
Yeah.
I wrote down. Okay. I hate when I do this, Trey. I always write down ahead of time who I hope will be on the show.
and it clearly wasn't me.
Now, for some reason, I got you mixed up with, it's a good person to get mixed up with. I think I wrote down Dan for Dan Van Kirk. But anyway, Trey, you get the lucky point.
Okay. So I don't even have to answer nothing.
Well, no, you do, because then it'll rotate as people answer things correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see. And it's also a very fast game in the sense that it can be over very quickly, because it's the first person to 2 points is the winner. Ooh. We'll start with you, Ben. Ready?
Trickle down economics the game.
I think I'm ready. As usual, I fully comprehend the rules of the game. I have no questions or doubts, and I'm ready to play.
All right. If you have any questions, just ask me when we're at a stoplight.
I was going to tell you, we changed it to stoplight challenge for you.
No way.
Yeah, no, we didn't. But I do think of you, and I want to yell stoplight challenge once in a while instead of red light challenge.
Yeah, but I also like stop sign challenge.
Stop sign is better. Yeah, but there aren't like one stop sign in Manhattan.
You have to answer in the speed of a four-way intersection.
It depends how much traffic there is, how much time you get.
depends on how much you like, you know, you might not pause very much before you proceed. Okay, so I you know, Dale, Trey, I don't know how you feel about this, but I just watched Cash Cab and I cannot believe that Ben is, you know, driving and doing the quiz simultaneously in Manhattan of all places.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think they got like a little driver hidden away, like under the dash or something that's driving it for him?
I think James Corden is driving a big truck and his cab is in the back of that truck.
James Corden is driving.
I thought that, but on the Citizen app, they do warnings with just up and down 8th Avenue, just traffic or taxi cab hit another pedestrian, Ben Bailey filming, and just avoid that street.
I mean, I'm all into conspiracy theories, so I'm listening.
Let's get that one. Let's push that one.
What I meant is James Corden is actually driving the cash cab. It's not me. he's hidden. He's hidden underneath the hood, and he's driving from up there. It just looks like I am.
Oh, okay.
Right? I feel like you guys knew that already.
Yeah.
Felt like an old parade float.
It's really... I can't believe it. It's just the illusion has been shattered.
This is exclusive.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that show now, and I'm not going to care about anything but... no, I'm not going to care about anything.
I mean, it is a minivan, right? So sad. Spacious.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
We're going to spark a whole group of online people who are like analyzing Ben's knees. And you see how it starts slowing down before he moves his leg? It's going to ruin your career. I'm sorry we did this to you.
Hey, if something gets me out of that cab, I'll be happy. I've driven that thing for years. I got into comedy so I wouldn't have to be a cab driver.
I got into the cab driving to support my comedy.
You do have another project to promote, though, right, Ben? You have a podcast?
I do. I started doing a live show. We call it Working From Home. Clever name, I know. We do it Wednesday. This is our tagline, once a week on Wednesdays and Sundays. Once a week on Wednesdays, once a week on Sundays.
So clever.
It's just like a live, it's kind of like a stand-up show turned into almost a variety show because we just do all these kind of weird segments and stuff. But we go live stream to all social media, Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and Facebook.
Wow.
It's fun, man. It's kept me sane through this crazy period that we're in, you know, like just have a little bit of structure and a show to do. It's been great. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of structure, are you ready for your first question?
Yes, man. Let's do it. If anybody wants to check that out, by the way, I'm Real Ben Bailey on all the social media. Sorry. I should say that though, if I'm going to mention the show. All right. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you got that in. How old was Jodie Foster when she played a prostitute in the film Taxi Driver?
How old was she, or how old was the character?
How old was Jodie Foster herself while filming that motion picture?
Oh, boy. And what are my options now?
And this information was verified on a site called creep.com.
What are my options? I have to just guess? I just have to know?
Yeah, you just have to guess. I mean, you can guess any age that a person could be.
Oh, well, that's too many to choose from.
But, of course, you have a vague idea how old Jodie Foster is now, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have an idea when Taxi Driver came out.
Yeah.
So pick a number and wow everybody.
I'm going to say she was 6 years old.
Jeez, dude.
I'm just kidding.
Jeffrey Epstein just perked
up. Wait, but hang on a second. What? I think he's just going to keep throwing out numbers. And when we're
back. Just one joke number, I promise.
That's also...
he's fishing for what's the proper number here.
I think in the movie, her character is 15. But I think she's probably was older than that. I'm going to say she was 19 years old.
Okay.
Steel.
That is, well, don't say that, but yes, that is incorrect. Now, Dale, gets two options. It seems unfair now, Ben, but just wait. It'll probably get more unfair. That's what this game's designed to do, and you'll see why in a minute. Was she 12 or 15, Dale?
We watched this like a couple weeks ago, and we asked ourselves that question, but it's one of those questions that you don't look up the answer because it would be sad. I think she was probably like 12.
That is correct. She was 12 years old.
That's terrible.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad I was wrong.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I thought she must be older and look younger. Wow.
I'm so glad I was wrong.
I'm donating this point to victims everywhere.
So anyway, Jodie Foster,
I'm not taking the point.
She needs it.
All right.
I think she got an Oscar.
Nobody has a point. You all have zero because Dale gave his away to the
I feel good about that.
Nice so work. Thanks, man.
History will remember me.
Way to level
one,
the field.
Dale zero, Trey zero, and Ben zero. All right, here we go. So Trey, you get this question straight at you.
Okay.
You also got to know the answer. You ready?
Yes.
Who plays a ghost cab driver in Scrooged?
Oh my gosh. It's,
I wish there was more of this on Jeopardy, more of people snapping their fingers and saying it's,
Yeah, that'd be great, right?
Yeah.
Oh man.
What is,
what's his name? Buster. Oh man.
Steel.
you can't yet.
Okay.
Trey, you have an answer?
I can't think of his name.
Okay, we're going to go to Ben. And Ben, you get two options.
Okay, what are they?
See, it's working out for you now.
Yeah.
Is that man's name David Johansson or Busta Rhymes?
David Johansson.
That is correct.
Or Buster Poindexter.
Yes. See,
there
is potential confusion.
Oh, Ben Bailey and your trivia knowledge, damn it.
Yeah. Good for you, Ben Bailey.
All right, I'm back.
Would you have given me credit for Buster Poindexter?
Say what?
Would you have given me credit?
In the film, he was credited as David Johansson.
Yeah. So that's a no.
He's only know. Buster Poindexter is like an alter ego, right?
Yeah.
Trey, yeah. Duck doesn't make the rules.
He's only Buster Poindexter when he's feeling hot.
I don't make the rules. I just decide which ones to follow.
That's fair. Fair cop. Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't that Lee Iacocca's saying? That's how he
probably
saved the Chrysler.
So that means Dale Carnegie's up next.
Or Ben could donate his point to victims and this game's over.
Oh, no.
And then the victims of abuse win the game.
No more donating points.
No more donating points.
We got to do this. We got to find a winner. So Trey, get ready because you have a chance to jump in here and do some business, I think.
I'm
Dale,
ready.
Dale?
Yep. Yes.
In the movie Taxi starring Queen Latifah and Blackface Jimmy Fallon.
Ooh.
He wasn't in that movie, but that's just what he's known as from now on because he was in a sketch 20 years ago.
Yeah, what? I mean, come on. I don't get that whole thing.
Did he just announce that he's running for office? Like, why did they dig that up now?
And why does it matter? He was at work. It's not like he just went rogue and did something on SNL.
Did SNL
it's been a real slow news month, you know.
He did a sketch, you know.
And it's not even a good impression.
What did you say?
And it's not even a good impression.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
No, I think that's why he got away with it at the time. Sort of like, you know, like Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder, everybody found it shocking, but that's part of what was funny about it was that it was, you know, inappropriate.
I totally obviously thought of him as well. I mean, how was it okay then? And now it's like this thing that's going to ruin your career.
And if you look back at anything like SNL 10 years ago, Jimmy, everything, having Jimmy Fallon wasn't appropriate. Yeah. SNL just apologizes.
You know, he dresses up as everything. He dresses up as women. He's done gay characters. Like, I'm sure he's been as horrible to every possible group.
Yeah, I want to.
Oh, yeah, as somebody that was born in Boston, his accent has greatly offended me numerous times.
All right, so that's the movie Taxi. That's when you established that.
Got it.
Trey.
Yeah.
Or wait, it's
my Danny DeVito.
Question. Dale's what? Getting the question. What stand-up comedian plays a character called Freddy?
What stand-up comedian?
Oh, boy.
I have no idea. I don't know who Freddy was in the movie.
Right? That's a tough question.
Was it a cameo? Or are they like a supporting character? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's tee it up to Trey.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that movie. Are you kidding me? I get two choices. Okay.
Trey gets two choices. And then Ben's going to win this thing if you don't pick the right one, Trey.
Dude, 50-50 is the best odds I've ever had at any point during a Doug Loves Movies. So
I thought you were going to say in your life.
No, you forget it, Trey, those couple of times where that you were told exactly what the answer was and you didn't get it right.
Oh, I'm not forgetting those.
Okay. All right. Which comedian was in Taxi? Joey Diaz or Rick Overton?
Ooh.
Who played Freddy?
Rick Overton.
In the most, that is incorrect.
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh.
We go to Ben.
There's only two options, right?
There's only one.
Do you understand how luck has cut? Lady Luck has shined on you.
I'm going to have to go with Joey Coco Diaz.
Joey Diaz plays Freddy in Taxi. Yes, that is correct.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to pull a Trey.
And so Ben wins the first and maybe last ever game
of Mr. Cab Driver, you dumb motherfucker. I guess that Jodie Foster was 19. That game was aptly named.
Yeah,
man, you're like, the next time you see a picture of her in that movie, you're going to feel bad, dude.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it plenty. I was just living in a dream world.
Yeah, she is so not 19 in that.
12-year-old girls play prostitutes in films and it's okay.
Mm.
It was an interesting time, the 70s, but for now.
Very different from now, obviously, yeah.
But for now, Ben Bailey, since you won that game, I'm going to tell you what that means for you.
Okay.
After these messages.
Damn it.
We will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. It's faster every time.
That was not a long wait at all. I was prepared for whole music.
I mean, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but those commercials went by so fast because they were so entertaining to listen to.
I think you're right. It seemed
like that. Again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's run them one more time.
We're better.
So much better that time. Yeah,
I love this format on, you know, our computers at home because you have no idea what I'm doing.
Is this part of the game? I could render it. I could.
I'm
render
so.
It, I guess.
I can't smoke weed. I'm at my folks' house.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Biggest mistake you ever made.
That's real?
Huh?
You really can't smoke weed at your folks' house?
Well, outside I can, but I didn't have time to run outside. It was either smoke weed or make a Tito's and soda. So I went with the Tito's and soda.
Okay. That's a smart play, I think.
But I am going to smoke weed after we're done.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Didn't you have another show called Doug Loves Tito's and Soda?
I did for a little while, but now I've moved on to, I'm more into wine.
Oh, you're drinking the wine, eh?
Yeah, I like Lambrusco. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, man. I only like red wine, really. White wine, I've never met a white wine that I really liked, but red wine.
A good Montepulciano.
Montepulciano.
Yeah, that's the only one I know, and it's so fun to say. So that's all I order at Italian restaurants.
Is that like the last accent you can do without anybody getting mad at you?
The Italian?
Yeah.
No. Well, my mom still says Goomba Louie. Is that racist?
I don't think you can do that anymore.
She's from a different time.
Montepulciano.
People were stupid.
Hey, Goomba Louie.
Give me the Montepulciano.
All right, so we're going to play a game. Since Ben Bailey won the game before the break, he gets the pivotal major advantage in this next game because we're going to play Last Person Standing. And you guys have all played this before. The idea is that we're going to take turns naming the films of one particular actor or actress. I like to play along in this game, so I don't know who it's going to be yet. Because the person who's going to determine the name of the person we're going to play this today with is Ben Bailey.
Oh, I'm going to choose?
Yeah, so you can strategically choose if you know an actor that you think the rest of us won't be as knowledgeable about the titles of the films that man or woman was in. Oh, that would probably be the way to go.
This is like a whole new level of pressure, man.
Well, yeah. We could cheat because we're not on video, right?
Oh, good point.
Yes, you could cheat. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Just throwing that out there.
Your honesty is really, really, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Everyone listening, just check the time, and this podcast is going to run for 3 hours. None of us are getting a wrong answer.
No one's going to miss anything. I promise
it
not
just,
to cheat.
It just would be so funny if Trey was suddenly the most confident player and
hey, I for one promise not to cheat anymore.
How could you? I wish that Trey had IMDb open because I would love to hear him try to sell the answers that he's given.
Do you want me to do it? You just try. Well, now it's spoiled. I can't do it now.
All right. Yeah, just play fair and square and lose to Mr. Bailey, and then we'll all be on our way.
Hey, Ma, come here and feed me answers.
All right, I'm going to say Clint Eastwood.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
What a selection. Now, point of order, you can decide, Ben Bailey, if we're talking his films as just an actor, or if you want to throw a director on top of it, because he has directed a few things he's not in.
That's true. I leave that to you. You're a master of ceremonies here, buddy.
Well, I love leaving in director, because then that just gives even more titles. So we'll say the films that are starring or directed by, you know, nothing that he, I don't know how much stuff he's produced that he also didn't direct or star in, but films that Clint Eastwood. Are the other guys even, are you still there, Dale and Trey?
Yeah. Here.
Is he panicking and typing?
Is Clint so spelled with a Y?
C-H-L-Y-N-T-F.
Oh, I thought the Y was in Eastwood.
Eastwoody.
This guy's on different films.
Ben, did you say one already?
I have not yet said a movie, no.
Okay, yeah, start us off.
I can't think of any. I'm sorry.
You
all right,
want
I'm
to,
gonna say,
you pull the cab over and just get your bearings.
Ask somebody on the street, man.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'd like to use a street shout out.
Yeah, man.
All right, I'm gonna go with Sudden Impact.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's an interesting starting one. All right.
Yeah, that's a kind of right in the middle of his whole career, I bet. Dale?
Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry. Trey.
The Good, the Bad, and the Dale Cheeseman.
Hey. Hey, I got that.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
All right. You know, in some game shows, Trey, that kind of wordplay would get you thrown off.
What shows?
And this is one of those shows.
Like Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you can't say any words that aren't in the puzzle, even if you're just having fun.
Wheel of Fish. I think you'd be thrown off of Wheel of Fish as well.
Hey, what would happen, Ben, if you said, like, who, you know, invented electricity, and the person goes, Benjamin Franklin Skunk. Like, what if somebody threw in another word that's not correct?
I probably would give them another chance to say it correctly.
But they got Benjamin Franklin in there, right?
Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin Skunk is a different guy. He's a animal expert. Did you say skunk? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I just was trying to think of something that's just a ridiculous word to then throw in there. You know, Statue of Liberty soup.
Right.
Because Pat Sajak would not stand for it. He'd just say, yeah, that's incorrect. Why did you add that word?
Yeah, he would remove
this. On your show, I think there's probably going to be a little leeway, and you're also probably going to take him to a hospital because they're probably stroking out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I guess you answered your own question.
So, Trey, do you see what happens when you say goofy answers?
Yeah, sorry. No more goofy answers. I apologize.
Yeah, my bad. Let's keep this shit serious, man.
Yeah.
Right? That's my motto. That in every which way but loose.
Nice. Boom. Does that mean it's back to me?
Mm-hmm.
The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh, yes. Did you know that lots of other Josie Wales were going to sue the studio? The movie was going to just be called Josie Wales, and they had to add the outlaw so that law-abiding Josie Waleses would not be hassled by
right. Yeah, like
by gunslingers.
The cashier Josie Wales was really upset.
Oh my God, she's beside herself.
And she's a woman.
She's like at Sunday dinner with the family, and they think she's robbed a bank.
Oh, excelente.
Right. Deal.
Oh, we're back. Ben, has anyone ever given birth in your cab? Like during the show, like an emergency ride, they just hopped in.
I mean, besides me, no.
And you're just like, well, you win the show. That's a $1 million baby.
Long
set yourself up.
Long
God damn you.
No joke answers.
Yeah, quit joking around. No, but that's the thing, Trey. He said the title beautifully and perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah. So try that. Try one of those.
Okay. I went to Waffle House earlier with my brother, and I paid with a fistful of dollars.
Oh, boy. That's fun. Did you know that you could also get some hash browns?
For
what?
$2 more. That's my answer. For a few dollars more, Ben. You got this.
Absolute power.
It was your idea. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're saving some. You're pulling out deep ones.
I'm just naming anything I could think of.
Dale.
All right. If people don't keep quarantining, we're going to have trouble with the curve.
Wow.
Flattening the curve. Yeah. I'm just going to say the names now. You know what? Just resolved it.
I think it's the trouble with the curve, but I will accept.
It's not.
It isn't. It's just starting
to trouble with the curve. Trouble with the curve.
Not the trouble with the curve.
I'm just saying from a marketing perspective, I wouldn't do that.
The trouble with the trouble of the curve trouble.
The planet of the trouble with the curve.
Yeah. Trey?
The trouble with
You know the best way to smoke weed?
Let me think about this one for a second.
It's a game within a game.
Yeah, right?
Within a game.
Any which way you can.
I can't guess because I'll give away another answer. So go ahead.
Nice.
Any which way you can.
That is the best way to smoke weed. Any which way. Even if it's outside at your mom and dad's place.
Mm. Yeah. You just got to be careful that you don't want to wind up with a Deadpool.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mystic River.
Did you know that most of the actors that are in Mystic River have it like as their number one most known for in their on their IMDb page?
You're kidding me. Did not know that.
It's weird.
That is weird. There's some fucking big name people in that movie. A lot of.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely in their top four for, you know, anybody that was in it. Like it's for some reason it registers really big with like, I guess it was kind of an actor's showcase because everybody in it. So fucking sad the whole time.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy shit.
Yeah, Dale?
It's the Mule.
Speaking of heavy shit.
The Mule.
The Mule?
Ooh, that was a good one. I like that one.
You did?
Yeah, I like The Mule.
Would you say it's because you really related to his character in that one?
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Because you never know. You might become an old racist.
Oh, that went in a different direction than I thought it was going to.
Wasn't he old and racist in that movie?
I don't remember him being racist, but maybe, yeah.
Just the way he looks at people out the window of his car is kind of racist.
Yeah. What else you got, Trey?
Oh, we're back to me?
Mm-hmm.
He was in a movie called The Unforgiven.
What if I told you you could accomplish more with less?
Okay.
Wow, it reminded me to be a telemarketer to call you because you were real easy to convince.
I take after my dad.
Okay. It's just Unforgiven.
Oh, Unforgiven. Okay.
Yeah. Good job. Good job not taking the hint.
Does he still get credit for that, Doug?
Unforgiven.
He does, Ben, because you know what? He's not going to win.
Right.
I don't know about that. I'm running low, man.
Come on.
I love it. I can think of at least two more. We got a real horse race. You could think of at least two more that might be approximate.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Do any comedies?
Let me try to think of one that you will say.
No, don't.
No, I don't know what Trey's going to say. So I'm just going to say what I say. what I say whenever I'm, you know, in trouble and need help. I just yell, Sully!
Ooh, that was not one of them.
Right?
Thank goodness.
I yell, Sully, and then he either lands the plane or brings me a sandwich, whatever the scenario is. Sully's very helpful.
Wait, he was actually in that?
What?
In Sully?
Clint Eastwood directed Sully, starring
Tom. We're doing directing, too. Okay. Yeah.
Starring who?
I would have, Tom Hanks. I would have loved it, though, if fucking Clint Eastwood played Sully.
Yeah, I would watch that one.
Yeah, because first of all, he would like fly around and kill all the other birds.
God damn geese. We missed a few. We're going back up. We missed a few. He just pulls it back up.
He would have some hateful word for geese that none of us had ever heard.
Yeah, he called geese pig fuckers or something. Okay, so
back to
you, Ben.
The Iger Sanction.
Wow.
What? See, that's not a real movie.
That's going to take you to the winner's circle, that kind of action right there.
Yeah, damn. For real.
Iger Sanction. Dale.
We've been talking about him being old and racist, but we haven't mentioned his most old and most racist, Gran Torino.
Oh, you dick. That was one of mine.
So you're suggesting that since Gran Torino, in the years that have gone by before the mole, he's been like Benjamin Buttoning or something?
The mule.
Mole.
Molly.
See that ABC TV show? He was the mole the season that Kathy Griffin was on. All right.
All right, so we're not going to win. You know stuff like that.
Wait, are we on me now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. You guys know
what Dale said, Gran Torino.
You guys know what I call my taint?
Oh no.
Dirty Harry.
We already said that one.
Oh, that's, did we really?
Yeah.
That wasn't his guess. He was just sharing a little information about himself.
What else would you call your all right?
I think you should call yours
No, wait, it's still my turn, right? Or am I out now?
I think you should call your tank Gorillas in the Mist.
Damn it, if we discovered this bit at the top of this game.
That's true. I am out of gold bond right now.
A game within a game.
But so that's not a Clint Eastwood movie. That
name a Clint Eastwood film and a funny nickname for your taint. Go.
That's just a fun title.
Oh, I have another one, though.
What?
Yeah. Wait,
whose turn is it? Where are we at?
Well, are you going to give me another go since Dirty Harry was already taken?
Still you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if I was locked up here at some point, I think I also could have pulled off an escape from Alcatraz.
Boom.
Okay.
Doug is skeptical.
I mean, you could turn any title into a brag.
Wait, was he in Brag?
All right, I'll give you an example. Whenever I have sex, people are like, let's call him Bronco Billy.
Nice pull, Bronco Billy.
Why are there people there? Just talking about you.
That's another podcast.
People there,
hey, who's that guy fucking in the corner at the party? Oh, that's Bronco Billy. Oh,
they're taping a show. It's called Doug Loves to Fuck.
No, there's a new fetish. It's very exciting and dangerous. It's people that want to watch me have sex while they're all crowded in the same room. You just don't know who's going to get what or why. Ben.
What?
It's your turn. What about the sequel to the Iger Sanction?
Wait, it's my turn?
It's called the... Neither Sanction.
Wait, what movie did you say, Doug?
Eager.
I think it's neither.
I said Bronco Billy.
Bronco Billy, nice right.
Pull, yeah.
All right, I'm going to say Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Oh my God, I have no idea that The Mule was the prequel to Two Mules.
Yeah, he was before he was a racist.
All right, Two Mules for Sister Sarah. That's a fun title. Dale?
Can't remember the Dirty Harry series, if it does the numbers or not.
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah.
All right, so The Enforcer?
Yeah. Good job.
Nice pull, man.
Shout out to my dad. Yeah,
that was a good one.
Wait a minute, you used a shout out from your dad?
No, just he made me watch all the Dirty Harrys with him.
He made you watch his taint?
That's what we called him.
Trey, got anything else for us?
Yeah, man. One where he rips out Mario Van Peebles' earring. Heartbreak Ridge! Heartbreak Ridge!
That's not how this game works.
Oh, how does it work?
What? Oh, you thought of it?
What are you talking about? It's Heartbreak Ridge, right? Isn't that the one?
You just ask yourself and then scream Heartbreak Ridge twice?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It sounded like someone else was also talking.
Oh, no. Because the only other people here are my mom and sister, and they have way higher voices.
No, I mean one of the other guests. I thought Ben Bailey was yelling Heartbreak Ridge. I really did.
No, Heartbreak Ridge. That was me.
Yeah. It was really weird timing. Go back and listen to it.
Okay. Hang on.
All right. I'm going to say,
no, that doesn't sound good.
Pink Cadillac.
Oh, dang, dude. Yeah.
Thunderbolt and Lightfoot.
Oh, damn it, man.
Yeah, Trey gets really more and more angry that other people know things.
Yeah, well, he's taking all the good Westerns, man.
That one's not really a Western. Two Mules for Sister Sarah is a Western, I'd say.
Yeah,
what, Thunderbolt, is that the bank robber one? Wait.
Whoa. It's he and Jeff Bridges. It's kind of a weird one.
Oh, I was thinking of a different one.
That sounded like Mr. Belvedere sitting on his own balls. Dale, it's your turn.
I'm trying to think if he was ever in any comedies.
I think he was, or things that were supposed to be, like Every Which Way But Loose and Any Which Way You Can.
All right, I'll go with Every Which Way But Loose. did he direct Through the Pines? I'm out. I have no idea. Completely guessing. I'm completely guessing.
Just gave up on that one. No, I don't know what you're talking about there, but good job. Stick around. Trey?
Bridges of Madison County.
Right.
Nice one.
Thanks, Ma.
That's not funny, Trey. This is a serious competition. I mean, I kind of have to go with, I didn't want to say it yet, but I have to kind of go with Trey Gallion's Indian name.
No. This is going to be my last one. Oh, if you say it.
Pale Rider.
Damn it!
Wow.
Hang on. Let me see if I can think of another one.
I think I'm up, though, aren't I?
Yeah, it's Ben's turn. Yeah.
I think that he directed American Sniper, didn't he?
He sure did.
Oh, wow.
But they don't say he directed it. They say he shot it.
So subtle. So subtle.
Dale, you're out. Trey.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Because this was an Austin one.
Oh.
A Perfect World.
Oh, that's what I was going to say next. That's a great movie.
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness I lived in Austin for so long.
That's really interesting. Yeah. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like you took everything you love about Austin. It's like you just thrive off of that city heat.
Did you just sneak another one in there, Doug?
Yeah, City Heat.
City Heat. Wow, I don't know that one. What is that?
It's him and Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. No way.
And they're like, you know, it's kind of during, you know, mobster times.
I'm going to go...
Roaring 20s.
I'm going to have to find that and watch that. That's awesome. There's some story that the two of them were at an audition. You ever heard that story? Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood are at an audition early in their careers. They're both just starting. And they told Clint Eastwood he was ugly. And they told Burt Reynolds he couldn't act. And then they were walking out together, and Burt Reynolds was like, well, I can learn how to act. I don't know if it's a true story, but I like it. in the line of fire.
Mm! Ooh, that's
damn
a
it.
Good one. That's a real good one. What does that do to you, Trey? Does that knock you out?
Yeah, that kills me, because I had actually just thought of that one, because that was the one with Rene Russo, right? And the plastic gun. Damn it, Ben Bailey.
Sorry, buddy.
That's cool, man. Clearly, yeah, I'm out.
Malkovich was really good plastic in that gun. One.
Yeah, he was great in that one.
Malkovich. All right. I'm going to say... how about... I'm going to go with blood work.
Ooh.
That's not real.
It is. It is real. But so is Play Misty for Me.
Oh, wow.
Very good, man. I really thought you were really on a tightrope there.
Fuck. Ooh.
Tight there rope. You go, Cheeseman.
Oh, shit. Didn't someone say tightrope already? Or maybe I just had it in my head. I was going to say it. Shit. Fuck. Where Eagles Dare? Where Eagles Dare? Hello?
Hey. So it's like about, it's about like Philadelphia football, you know, going on the road.
Fly Eagles Fly, baby.
No, it's about Philadelphia home games.
Hey, man, Super Bowl champs.
Where eagles dare not to soar. I'm going to say Clint Eastwood. I got it. J. Edgar. The Leonardo DiCaprio horrible old age makeup, J. Edgar.
Oh, movie. Did he direct that one?
Yep.
Nice. Oh, I didn't yeah, know. That's a yep, nice yep. pull, dude.
I didn't know he did that. Shit.
Oh, can I jump back in? I remembered one.
Nope. You can send it to Ben via carrier pigeon.
Oh, I think I thought of a Western that nobody said yet.
Did somebody
there's some of those.
Wait, did somebody say Magnum Force?
Nope.
Wow. Nice. Yes.
That's really that was a good one. That's really good. I think I think Ben, you did so good today that all of us should paint your wagon.
Is that a crazy?
Oh, son of a gun. Yeah, it is, dude.
Paint your wagon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
What's yeah, man. Sunday afternoon matinee westerns. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, it was a musical. He sings it. It's a musical.
Was it in theaters?
Uh-huh. And it also starred, what's his name, Lee Marvin, who also sings it. They both, neither one of them could sing, really.
You said blood work already.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, can you remember the numbers of that Paris to directors, whatever directors. Movie that he did about the
Changeling? Changeling. Angelina Jolie directed Changeling.
Yes, you're right.
I'm going to be so mad if you beat me.
Well, I can't think of the,
looking?
What that was called exactly. It was like the 410 to Paris or something.
I think that's it, right?
Or the 510 to Yuma. No, I don't have it exactly right, but I don't want to help anybody. It's
the 310 to Yuma.
Yeah. I don't want to help Ben.
That's not him.
So let me move on to something else. Let me move on to a movie he was in called Hey, Look Out Over There.
What?
That thing's going to hit you in the head if you don't.
I got you.
I can't think of one.
I thought you were going to say the Western I was thinking of.
Oh, really? What's that?
Western in my head.
Well, let's hear what Ben has.
Give us another one, Ben, just to solidify your win here.
I don't think anybody said High Plains Drifter yet.
No, that's not. But that's not the one I was thinking of.
You got another Western?
What one do you have?
I don't remember. Did anybody say Hang 'Em High?
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I probably could have gone on for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I had like really a respectable showing.
Did you ever see Hang 'Em High, Trey?
Yeah. I got in a string where I watched a few, a bunch of his spaghetti westerns because they're just so much fun.
Yeah, but Hang 'Em High is about, it's about a miscommunication. There was supposed to be a comma. It was supposed to be Hang 'Em, comma, H-I. And so they ended up hanging him way up in the air, which is not important. You only have to hang him so many feet in the air.
You have to be that far off the ground for them.
They hung him extra high just because of a typo. I love movie trivia. So did you really think of another one, Dale?
Richard Jewell.
He directed Richard Jewell. He likes to do those, he really is into Sully and Richard Jewell and the guys on the train that were the heroes.
Mm-hmm.
He likes reenactment movies.
He directed the rugby Invictus.
He did?
With Matt Damon. I think he directed that too.
Sounds like something he'd direct. But yeah, I think we did a pretty good job. There's probably a few that we missed, but people can hit us up on our socials and yell at us about how dumb we are. Do you guys have anything? Let's start with you, Ben Bailey. What, you got something to plug?
Yeah, well, right now, my whole tour, I was two shows into a tour that the whole thing got postponed, and I'm not going to be back out on the road until I think November. But in the meantime, I've got that show every Wednesday and Sunday night that I do live on social media. I'm Real Ben Bailey on all of those. And I've got a bunch of stuff on my YouTube channel, a lot of stand-up and some a web series and some short films and stuff that I made. So check that out, you guys.
I'll check those out.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, man. Yeah, there's some fun stuff on there.
Thank you for being here, Ben. And
thanks for having me, buddy. I hope you're good.
And you won today. You're in the winner.
Yes!
Yeah.
Who'd you pick?
Everything went your way. Yeah, it really worked out.
It really did. I can't believe you let me choose. It seemed unfair to let me choose Clint Eastwood. I love the guy.
Yeah, no, but that's, that to me is like, I need that kind of challenge, Like,
yeah, man, you pulled out something that I hadn't even heard of before.
I was like, Nobody's heard of Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
I had heard of it, but forgot about it long ago, Yeah.
I think the deepest pull was Thunderbolt and Lightfoot.
Yeah, that's another one. I've watched that with my dad, but it was just years ago.
So long ago. It's such a weird movie. It's so a very different thing for him.
It was hard to think because when you play the game, I try to picture him in different types of roles, funny father, stuff like that. But he's got two characters, just hardened outlaw or detective who hates everybody. And just, I got locked. I thought I did a good number of movies, and then y'all went on for another hour. The titles, I was like, everybody Jesus Christ.
As soon as someone else names a movie, all of a sudden you can't think of any, right? You're like, wait, I just had one. Where'd it go?
Well, y'all didn't take any from me, which was weird. Everything I thought of, I got to say and still ran out.
Oh, yeah. No,
what have you got to plug, Dale Cheeseman?
Whenever New York comes back, I got a weekly show in Brooklyn at Mad Tropical on Sunday nights.
That's a fun show, man.
It was one of the most attended shows in New York. We'll see how it bounces back after Corona. I'm going to blame the light audience on that.
All right, now you're lying.
That excuse for a while yet.
Yeah. And I don't know yet, but I bought cheap plane tickets to a few places. So if stuff opens up by the end of July, I'll be around.
Okay.
All right.
And Trey Gallion.
Is our Denver gig still on? Do you know?
I think we have like a date on the books in July, but I don't know. I don't know what their social distancing is about. I don't know if I'm ready to get into a plane by then or not. So it's
oh, fair enough.
It's kind of up in the air. I don't know what to do about it, really. I mean, I guess it kind of comes down to if the club decides to. I don't know if they're doing shows yet there even. So they may push it. You just don't know. Each individual club, I don't know how far they're going to push it, because each club has to figure out how they can do like seating people, but also have social distancing, and
right.
Are people going to have to wear masks? Like, it's all just so like.
We're all going to play bigger venues.
A lot of the fun out of it.
We're going to play bigger venues, George, with less people in them, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just weird. It's just like, let's take the thing that makes stand-up comedy work is an audience of people, and get rid of that first and see how stand-up comedy.
Well, I saw a New York comic, John Fish, posted a parking lot show where they did it like a drive-in movie where he was in the bed of a pickup truck and then people just tuned into their FM radio or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
In their cars, you know?
Yeah. But they're in their cars.
Honk?
Yeah, they have like burgers and fries and stuff.
Heckling. Yeah.
Getting heckled by a truck.
Yeah.
Like, get it. On roller skates delivering fast food.
Ooh. Yeah. Doing stand up in that environment would be like trying to end this show with the three of you guys.
Oh, sorry. All right. So besides Denver, that may happen. And then also may happen July 30th in Portland, Maine at Lincoln's, maybe.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I forgot to plug Cash Cab. There's the whole reason I'm on here.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, that's why you're here.
That's why they wanted me to do it. I'm on here. I love you, buddy.
Two hours of Cash Cab. 2 hours every Wednesday night.
Yep. Wednesdays at 11:30 p.m. Eastern on Bravo.
Yeah.
Oh, on Bravo.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, and get your two left t-shirts at Creep Records. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
On a recent episode, Mark Serratella suggested the movie Tiger Tail on Netflix, and I gotta say, it's good.
I get it.
You got it?
Yeah, and, I got it.
Do you have like a favorite, Ben Bailey? Thank you to all you guys for being here. But Ben, do you have a favorite, like final line of a Clint Eastwood movie? Does he have like a closing line that he says that you enjoy?
Oh, wow. Like at the end of a movie.
You know, like, does he ever have like the last line, like, you know, like, yep, that's San Francisco for you or something like that.
I don't have anything in my head. Are you thinking of something specific?
No, I'm just like, I've been ending every episode with a closing line from a movie. It doesn't even have to be.
I have a good closing line from a movie.
Okay. Which one?
It's Raising Arizona.
Oh, this is perfect, because I haven't done that one yet, and I also don't know what the last line is. So you say the last line, and then Ryan will hit the music, and the show will be over. Sweet. As always.
All right, here it is. Who knows? Maybe it was Utah.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. No room.